Okay. Well, it's been some time has passed. It's like April, what is it, 5th? Anyway, somewhere in there. The days are beautiful. We had a little cold snap there, but now we're very much working on it's warm. I got my jacket on, but it's probably not even necessary. There's a beautiful little kind of thumbnail clipping of the moon. Let me tell you, it's when it's like this that you actually get a sense for it. It's the fact that it's a sphere. You know, it looks, hangs above it, looks kind of like a death star. It actually appears more 3D when it's like this than when it's in any other phase for me. And let's see what's happened. This last week, I got offered a job at Eastern New Mexico University, working in their back office. Server management, which is kind of the direction I was hoping to go in next. I've got lots of experience with the desktop stuff, but I'm kind of growing weary of dealing with the small matters of people's individual desktops. It's been growing on me for a while. Anyway, so over the last few days, I've been pondering whether to take this job, and today I'm going to call it fasted. It was general conference weekend, so on Sunday, because Lisa and I didn't have any particular things holding us here, calling-wise. We went to Portales, and stunningly, those people who were there that were there before, they remembered us, number one. That was kind of neat. And I'm glad to see it. There's a little bit of private angst about the whole concept of being needed and wanted, and of course in Tucumcari we've been so central and so vital to things that I thought a long time ago that was one of the issues, was that other people weren't getting the growth that they needed because we were so, you know, we were such a dominant force in the branch. So Lisa was the one that really came back and said, you know, I said, we just need to, it's about time for us to figure out us. to get that all worked out. I've been always making decisions based more on other people. Not just being selfish, because, you know, the things that brought me to doing, to saying that I was going to do this, I was going to make this change, move my family, was for, to a large degree, for my children. It helped me too, but it's a tough, tough situation. Lisa was telling me this morning. She goes, "Oh, geez, I don't want to move." And it's mostly about progress and stuff like that. And Lisa knows that she's a rut person, and she just doesn't want to mess with her rut, and that's fine. You know, that's almost a family trait. And it's a big trait for a lot of people. That's why when people come to a place and buy a house, they don't tend to leave because of the difficulty of it. There are some people, you know, the house flippers, which I'm not one of them. I don't look at houses as investments. They're consumables. Although, ultimately, I'm going to try to make some money off of this house. Of course, it's all eaten up by inflation. I don't think I'm going to make anything, but, you know, I got 15 years of use out of it. Sheltered us for that long. Houses are amazingly expensive and obnoxious little beasts. I was reading again. Whenever you read something about like the early 19th century or the mid 19th century, I've always gotten the impression, and it's still there, it's still kind of borne out by circumstances, that these people buy a farm on credit, and usually within 2, 3, 4 years, they're paying it off, which is absolutely obtusely unheard of. Today, it's expected that you'll be in debt to your eyeballs for 30, maybe 40 years as you work through this incredible debt load, how much you're going to be paying compared to how much you make. And it's amazing. I guess the biggest problem is, number one, I'm cheap. Lisa's got much higher taste than I do. There's a picture that she wants. But, I think she's willing not to have it for a while in favor of renting. For me, this job, server management job, is, I think, an experienced builder. And, working on my master's during this time. just the thought of buying kind of a fixer-upper junker house and having to do all kinds of things to it to get it ready. What I'm also trying to handle college is daunting. So we've been looking at, well, what occurred to me this morning was both public housing and married housing at Eastern. I was thinking maybe there might be an opening for a house mom, and Lisa might be interested in taking that, so that you can be on site to help people. Usually, part of the deal is you often don't get any money at all, but you get, you know, you get housing, sometimes free utilities, and that would be a wonderful thing. That would be my first choice. And the second choice is just straight public housing. Get an apartment that a place that suits us. It's funny. I look at us living in our house, and I never really have felt like I was living there. I don't know why. I think it's a character flaw in me. But I've always felt the temporariness of it. I thought it was a manifestation of being kind of otherworldly anyway, and always feeling like something of a visitor. And not getting into the whole thing. Lisa does, of course. She's a nester. I am certainly not. And that was an aspect of the Foreign Service that worked for me. You know, when people say, you just don't understand how it's like to feel totally alienated from place and not ever feel like you have a home. I think it's, as far as I'm aware, it's nothing to me. I've been living here for 15 years, and I don't consider Tucumcari my home on any level at all. I live in my house. And it's, but I guess I've made an attempt on occasion, but I've never done it. Trying to make the place my own, and every time I have, it's almost like the spirit has said, Jay, don't do it. It's gonna, you know, you're only temporary here. It's like, God, 15 years isn't it? Is a long, I've actually been Tucumcari for 18. Just, I'm almost on the anniversary, the 18th anniversary of being here. So I've got this new job and I'm taking it. I fasted about it. Saturday night, Sunday morning. it's good and positive, given a jumping off point. It seems like with what's happening to me, I'm going to take the test for the Foreign Service Officer test as a generalist. I'm not going to be totally surprised if that falls apart or whatever happens. I'm trying to finish up my master's. I'm just trying to start it. I don't even know how long it's going to take to finish it. Toward getting more capability. It was actually applying to the teaching job that made me say, you know what? I need to do this. I'm running up against yet again the fact that I don't have a degree in what I do. And so that's what prompted Western governors pulling that together and saying, we're going to go ahead and get that master's degree. Put me on a whole different level. First idea was to get a bachelor's, but then that, it's just like, why bother going over old territory? It was so long ago, I would have to take an entire another bachelor's. They probably wouldn't give me any credit for my having a bachelor's because it was so far in the past. So I need that bachelor's to count. And the way it counts is you're going to go after your master's. You know, but that might not happen. They may not be very interested in taking me. I haven't heard back from the master's program to say if my application has been accepted. That's not a sticking point. I decided early on when I heard about the Eastern job and I had thought about whether that should be a criteria, I decided it shouldn't be. If anything else, if I'm not going to be able to get the master's, this is still a good direction to go in. Building up more of a skill set. Getting more experience. You know, if a master's isn't going to happen, building up beefing up the resume. You always want to be able to have a wide range of skills to apply to something. So, this is coming and we need to figure out, you know, and probably need to put it in proper perspective. The housing should probably be a small matter. And it should just be, whatever happens, let's just get there. even if it's not particularly ideal at all, which I doubt it will be. If it's public housing, well, it's public housing. There's typically a waiting list there. Regardless. So, I'll take a look at it this morning. This morning I'm going to look it up. Both the Eastern Housing Opportunities and and just public housing, period. We'll see what comes of it. Maybe something good will come. Need to look at it as an opportunity. I've always got to be mindful that Lisa's life is at home. Mine is spent elsewhere. And I need to look after Lee, and always. So, regardless. We made the choice, we're going to do this. And we'll see what happens. Our friends are already pondering. Friends in Dallas are already pondering places we could live. There's a 3-bedroom, 1-bath that belongs to the sister of the Strouds. And, that could be a heck of a thing. She's talking about $600 a month, stuff like that. It's like, okay. Of course, right now we pay about $300 for our living circumstances of stands. At least it's already arranged. She said, oh, we can eat beans, rice, box macaroni and cheese. For a while we figure something out. The sale of this house, we can just stock that money back into Mom's bank account. For now, while we ponder what we're going to do. And frankly, when I was sitting there, I think it's the first time I ever thought that, I could live here for the rest of my life. Which is weird for me. I didn't know exactly if that was just Pollyannish wishful thinking, or if that's a real sensation. Like I said, it's not a question of money. It's a question of reaching potential and meeting the needs of the patriarchal blessing about possibilities. That we would have the resources to do the work of the Lord in the world. And I barely have resources to stay above water, honestly. So there's that. Anyway, so got a lot of life to be lived in the interim. So let's not be closing off our possibilities quite. I'm feeling this need to be a little open-ended about things. And we had talked about before about saying, well, perhaps we should just rent for a while. If you're not sure where you're going to end up, and I don't think I ever will be. Houses are pretty bad investments, I think. It always used to be an excellent. Oh, yes. Real estate always goes up in value or whatever. And you go, well, no. Because it doesn't. So let's look at the possibilities. See what circumstances we can create. Take advantage of the resources of people in the church who can help. And make these things happen. Oh, so yeah, there's going to be a big change in my life, and I'm kind of looking at what the possibilities are. Yeah. So I need to pray and ask for Heavenly Father's help in making good determinations. There's no evil in living among the poor if it's going to be public housing. I'm sure Lisa's not excited by it. We were practically living under those circumstances in Roswell, and she was very unhappy. With circumstances. Hopefully our boys are old enough and mature enough to not get caught up in problems. I'm amazed by how people feel about that one house we were looking at. I think they saw it as kind of a playground, which is, you know, it doesn't bother me on any level at all. Well, I think they'll probably do pretty well in the Foreign Service for just being, to go to some place and them going out and exploring. Just kind of the way they are. I think this Portales thing might be good because it might help Brenna kind of settle and get herself pulled together. Foreign Service might be 2 years down the road, even though the test is coming up shortly. So, regardless, the timing isn't good for the Foreign Service test. Well, I'll have to pay $50 for if I don't take it. So I'm hoping that there's a Saturday opportunity and I can just grab a Saturday and go and just take it. Whether I pass it or not, you know, whatever. I'm not going to get weird about it. I'm certainly not studying for it. There are other things that require my attention more. That's kind of what's happened. I'm not seeing to my thing yet, so the recording's not going to end. But, yeah, so the next month, I'm going to be shutting down things here and trying to come up with housing in Portales. And then figuring out what we're going to do with all of our stuff. We threw away so much when we were coming together to go off Shetland. You know, there was a whole lot of throwing away of garbage then. We'll do it again, of course. I've never got the impression that we were downsized enough for the Shetland thing. I was ended up throwing garbage into a storage building. But, anyway. We shall see what comes. For all I know, I'm going to stay in Portales a long time. My master's, if that even becomes a possibility, will morph into a better paying position. And, you know, we may just stay in Portales for a long time. Like I said, I don't know. kind of in the Lord's hands for that kind of stuff. Good to have goals. I remember a talk by President by Elder Oaks, down East Oaks. He had his life all mapped out. He was a Utah Supreme Court Justice. And it all mapped out. He'd do that until retirement, and then he'd go on missions. I don't know what order it came in, but his wife died, and he got called into the 12. He got called as an apostle, I close up all the gates as I go by. I don't know why I just do. Not anything besides just kind of. They're kind of in my way. Making plans and working toward them is not a bad thing, but don't be so invested in them, because plans change. Seems like I'm getting steered, or at least some things that I thought I might want to do. The Lord steered me away from. And all these things I've always left the possibility open that, or always said, Father, if this is something that shouldn't happen, don't let it happen, let it fall apart. Last year, this was really frustrating to me, and I don't know, I still struggle with it a little bit, I think. Because everything just fell apart, time and time again. Plan A, going to Shetland. There was actually a number of plan A's as time passed and as I learned more about UK immigration and different things that were closed to me, and I mean recently closed. It's almost like clockwork. If I think up something, it's always 5 or 6 months too late. They had just, and I mean just, updated their immigration scheme, closing up a lot of the loopholes that a lot of people had used to get into the UK. And so those things were closed to me. And then the student one fell apart. And we had a plan B, which was to go to someplace different. During the summertime, I get terribly tired of this region. I it's not getting much better. It's actually getting hotter and more obnoxious. Anyway, so. Oh, yeah. I think that's what prompted Alaska. I got a lot of interviews. I think I was attractive to people on several levels, but never a job offer. That whole prospect, now almost in the middle of the next year, this has been my first job offer, and I'm somewhat amazed I'm taking it. I think the overall theme here is trying to open up opportunities. I guess my biggest need is not to get hemmed in. I want to be able to keep my options open, to expand possibilities, or at least it seems to me that that's what's leading to. Only somewhat known to myself, these things. And not knowing where it's all going to lead. I hope that's an exercise of faith. Other people looking from outside can certainly call it what they will, positive or negative. I think this one would look positive on anybody's screen. So Jay's working on his master's, and pulling together his, gaining more experience. Not knowing exactly what my goal is toward it. I'm not really enamored. I haven't been terribly enamored of the computer work I've been doing. This is another avenue, and perhaps this one's more down my alley. And looking at it that way, I think it's also pretty positive. I don't feel bad about what we're doing. It's scary, and it's tough on Lisa. But we've had a 15-year period where Lisa's needs have won out. When I've wanted to jump ship before, I mean, I always agreed with her. It wasn't like we were having a conflict or anything. My number one job is make Lisa happy. And I'm hoping that ultimately these kinds of things increase that over time. We may have some tough, bumpy roads, while we're getting, while I'm getting added capacity. But that added capacity does good things for Lisa, you know. She's going to have more of the surroundings she likes, more of the house that she probably wants. Not immediately. Rocking my shoe. Golly sandals, it's falling apart. Of course, that all this was coming down as she got her gallbladder out. That was crappy timing. I don't relish her any of it. And Lisa's gonna have to make the larger choice of what circumstance is gonna work for her. Housing and such. This job I'm getting is almost kind of a lateral transfer. The pay I'll be getting is just about exactly what I make now. Of course, there's going to be a 4% increase, they say, come July. And I said, given how I do, I'll get an evaluation after a year to say what and maybe something can be worked out there. I don't hold out a lot of hope on that. But it does say one thing, which makes me feel good, is that the guy that's hiring me really wants me. When he first called, I almost immediately went, I was hoping for 45 at least. And then the decision came back, no, you're not going to get that. And it's like, oh, man. What, dog? What makes you think you own the city? Oh, this might come in handy. Yeah, I grew up. Can you take an answer? Guarding things. We've got a natural kind of guarding instinct in here. So, look at that. Let's go. Oh, that's a partner. Is he coming at me? This is really scary, dog. And so we've got to be really with the fact that she doesn't like dogs. That's why she doesn't walk anymore. She used to walk. And I'm not giving her a hard time blaming her at all. She had some pretty bad experiences. She now pays for what exercise she does. So he is. let's stay in a pretty decent distance. I don't know what the dog's after. Anyway. So, yeah, we're just going to see what's going to kind of happen here. Oh, there's my family. I'm a little behind, because I started late. I can't say much. Okay, well, apparently I wasn't close enough to be noticeable. Okay, anyway. We're getting ready to shove off to new experiences, new times, new places. And yeah, we got trepidations. Lisa's really worried. But that almost is as qualifying as a fear thing. And you gotta know that you can't sit there and let fears drive you. Because you'll never accomplish the things that need to be accomplished if you're running off of fear. So so we push forward. And I'm not saying I'm not a little concerned, although I feel fine. I have some faith. I'm not saying I have a lot. But the things will work out. That the Lord will help us in this matter, one way or another. Things have just begun, and that we shouldn't get too wadded up, and everything's got to happen right this second. There's time here. In fact, most of the time here, this month, needs to be taken up in patching up and making repairs on the house, so that we've taken care of some of its more glaring issues. But while we're also doing that, we need to work on to work on housing and such. But today is the day that I say yes, give my notice. I better say yes first. I've actually got really excellent circumstances here. The change over to hourly, that means that I will get another paycheck at the end of my my work. I'm paid for what I did the 2 weeks before, so I'll get another check along with a pretty sizable one for other things. Trying to think about what the timing should be. I'm going to be having to get all the moving van things. You wish. That takes extra time. Yeah, well, anyway, yeah. This is good step forward for me. I think it's going to help Brenna. Josh and the twins are always game for all sorts of things. Josh is such a good-natured guy. Just had an incident this week where something, I don't know what exactly, fell apart. But boy, let me tell you, I've never seen Josh so bad. Luckily, we went off and had a lot of fun at Mutual and seemed to help perk him up back to being the old Josh. So, great guy. Uh-oh. What happened? Okay. They came home, which is weird. I guess people needed to get something done. Oh yeah, Steve. Anyway, okay, I'm here. It's over.